begin? Well, I grew up surrounded by instruments. I remember when I was about 11 or 12 years old, I had a guitar strapped to me. I was on stage with my two sisters, my father and my stepmother. We were performing John Denver songs for a talent show. We had two guitars, two auto harps, and my father playing extra loud and singing extra loudly on the banjo. Even today, my father has close to 20, 25 instruments littered across his house, including random guitars, banjos, violins, dulcimers, mandolins, customized auto harps. He learned to play the violin when he was very young. His second instrument didn't come arrive in his life until he was about 16 when he absconded with his baby sister's ukulele. This mandolin here, this one's very special to me. Yeah. My father gave it to me about 25 years ago, which is the last time I put new strings on it. He bought it new in 1963. He was about 24 years old at the time, and he picked it up and realized he could play it very easily because he had played the violin, and the mandolin and the violin are both tuned in fifths, and they both have the same G, D, A, E tuning of strings. Mandolin has eight strings, of course, but they're just doubled, so it's good day, G, D, A, E. Good day, Captain. I'm going to take this off and going to go change the strings and polish up this mandolin before I play it. You guys have a great day. Blessings.